Hello, hello, and welcome to the Follow the Energy Breadcrumbs Masterclass. This masterclass will teach you what to do when you get blindsided by adversity and resistance energy threatens to consume you. You'll learn how to master resistance energy and transform it to love by following the energy breadcrumbs. Now, when we decide to improve our lives, or set our intention to manifest something we want, we're consciously aligning with our superconscious or higher self. And we know this because our essence, that divinity within us, understands that we're truly limitless beings that hold a field of energy that can produce every experience that would bring us joy. And this field of energy is called the field of potentiality. And when we achieve this alignment, from this excited, joy-filled energy of alignment, we are limitless. We are limitless with the ability to manifest our version of heaven on earth. Just how wonderful is that? But, you know, we live in a human body, and that human body experiences painful events that get buried in our subconscious. You know, it gets buried because we don't know how to process through the pain. So we bury it to get away from the pain. And because we've buried it, it becomes a secret belief that we hold about ourselves that is not true. Beliefs like we're not good enough, we're unworthy, we're undeserving to be happy because when we were a susceptible child, someone crushed our spirit by being mean to us, or a situation happened through no fault of our own that left us feeling ashamed, insignificant, like we didn't matter, because we needed to be not only seen and not heard, but at times not even seen. And after this experience, we wanted to just melt into the floor. Those we trusted said or did things that worked to crush and extinguish the light within us. But we grew tough. We buried that pain. But when we buried it in the darkness of our subconscious, every painful event after that fed into the darkness, and the pain grew silently and monstrously. And it got stronger and became a wall of painful energy. And that wall of painful energy gets between us and our joy and happiness. It gets between us and what we want to manifest. And then then it appears to sabotage us, and this is how it does it. You're working at improving your life to manifest something new and different, taking the action steps, holding the excited energy as best as you can, and when something happens that seems to collapse the progress you've made at creating what you want. Something happens that shakes your confidence, blindsides you like a baseball crashing through a window. And at first, you feel shattered, vulnerable, deer in the headlights frozen, feeling as if you've forgotten how to breathe. Well, it's not always this bad, but you get the picture. You're dazed, wondering, what just happened? And then you notice resistance energy has taken over your truth center, and you may feel a little nauseous. The event that's blindsided you could be anything. A disagreement with a friend, family member, coworker, or someone you don't even know. It could be an unexpected bill in the mail. Something unexpected that's painful. However, the experience may feel way more detrimental than it really is. And the reason it feels irrationally painful is because it's just triggered that painful energy you've had buried in your subconscious for years. This is resistance energy. It's real, it's incredibly uncomfortable, and it's important. Resistance energy is important because it's revealing to you the buried energy that's blocking you from manifesting what you want. It's blocking you from improving your life because at this subconscious level, you believe you don't deserve to be happy. You're not good enough to have what you want, and you're unworthy of good things happening for you. The secret belief that's been hiding is coming forward, revealing itself so you can process through the pain of it and rewrite that neural pathway of belief that is not true. The belief that you're not good enough, unworthy, and undeserving. Because the truth is that no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to live your version of heaven on earth. You deserve to be happy in whatever form that happiness is. So how do you process through this old painful energy that's been revealed? Where do you even start? Because you have no idea where it originated. So how do you heal it? By following the energy breadcrumbs. This is how. Begin by identifying and acknowledging the resistance energy in your body, because your MO is probably to ignore this uncomfortable energy and just keep going, pushing it back into your subconscious, trying to bury it again, which may lead you to giving up on wanting to improve your life or manifesting something new, because this energy just keeps coming up, proving to you that it's just too hard. Trust me, it's not. Keep listening. This is important. I'm going to walk you through this. And just so you know, I've been there over and over again to the point that being blindsided became a normal way of life. But when you know what to do when that energy pops up and you do it, magic and miracles happen. Okay, so first you want to identify and acknowledge the resistance energy, because when you do, this action step brings you into this moment and puts you in control. Acknowledgement takes your power back so you can manage your energy and open the way to create a higher outcome. Then you want to accept the experience. Understand that resistance is a refusal to accept. So you want to accept that this is your life at this moment. No judgment, no blame, just accept. And acceptance does not mean you're in agreement with it, because you're not. You're simply accepting that this has happened and this is what life is at this time. And when you accept what you're experiencing, you stop that internal fight that's going on within you. The fight between your conscious knowing you can have what you want and your subconscious believing that you can't, based on its archive of painful events that have written neural pathways of belief that, again, are not true. And when you accept what your life is without judgment or blame, you'll feel so much better when that fighting within you stops. It's almost like a weight just lifts right off you. Okay, now, next, you want to observe the resistance energy. Physics teaches us that energy behaves differently when it's observed. And when it's left unobserved, it hurts a lot. But when you observe it, when you look at resistance energy, it immediately begins to lose its power. I know our first instinct is to hide from it because it's so painful. But the truth is, it never gets any more painful than what we've already experienced. This is it. And we've already lived through that pain. And the instant we look at that energy, the pain starts to fade. Trust me, if you try to bury it by hiding out from it again, that pain only gets worse. Now, for years, I got really good at blocking out the pain, but what I really did was feed it fear. So it grew bigger and blocked my ability to manifest what I wanted. Okay, now we get to the nitty-gritty, just how to follow the breadcrumbs of energy. You've identified this energy within you, accepted that it's really there, and now you're looking at it. Be aware that the core of this energy has been with us for years. There's layers of it, but it's not hard to take apart. And while you're looking at it, what word represents this energy? Is it anger? Shame? Betrayal? Naming the layers of energy is how we follow the energy breadcrumbs to where it was birthed and rewrite that neural pathway of belief. From this safe space, we're observing each layer of energy, facing it and dissolving its power to hurt us by giving it a name that represents the energy. When the energy has a name, we have a reference point we can identify with. Naming the energy gives us control over it. Observing it dissolves it. Now, once you've named an energy layer, keep looking. Is there another energy supporting it? Here's an example. I was having a discussion with someone and I got really upset, irrationally upset. I stepped away from the situation and went through my steps. My irrational anger helped me identify that I was being triggered by resistance energy. I accepted that this was really happening. And then I looked at it, and the first thing I saw was anger energy. And then I asked, what's supporting this anger? And I saw shame. And that surprised me. So I asked, what's supporting the shame? I saw guilt and not good enough. And then I saw an experience that happened to me when I was 4 years old. My parents had left me and my siblings with my paternal grandmother, and we didn't know her very well, and we were going in and out of her house. And when she told us in or out, I chose out. And then I had to go to the bathroom. Well, in my mind, my little girl, 4-year-old mind, she wouldn't let me in. And I didn't know how to go outside. So I wet my pants. My parents came home and I was sitting on the swing crying with wet pants. I was so ashamed of wetting my pants. I felt guilty for upsetting grandmother, and my mom was furious. I thought with me, and in my little girl mind, I wasn't loved or even good enough to use the bathroom in the house. I was ashamed. I was ashamed that I existed, and I had carried that horrible pain all my life. My little girl comprehension of what happened wrote a neural pathway of belief that I wasn't good enough or lovable, and it held the energy of shame. But when I saw this, I clearly saw that the belief that I wasn't lovable or good enough was not true. It was just a situation that happened. Really wasn't anyone's fault, and it was never going to happen again. So I envisioned my inner child, and I infused her with all the love of my heart, lavishing her with love because she did nothing wrong. And I was forgiving everyone involved for making that part of me feel so worthless. I transformed the painful energy to love. So when you reach that level of where the original energy was birthed, infuse it with love. Send love to it, to the situation and all the people involved. Understanding what happened from an adult perspective opened the way to rewrite that neural pathway of belief that I wasn't lovable or good enough to the truth. I am lovable and I am good enough. Now, you may learn of the event that birthed the energy, like I did, or you may simply get to a level where there is no more uncomfortable energy, in which case, I still recommend infusing all the energies with love to fully transform them. Now, this process works as a domino effect. You knock down that first domino, that energy, and then the others follow suit until they're all down. Now, share another example of following the breadcrumbs to a different kind of experience, and I share this with permission. A client of mine followed her breadcrumbs of energy to an experience where a family member said terrible things to her. They told her she was worthless, among other things, and they did it over and over again. And this experience, it was no misunderstanding. The other person was very clear with what she said to my client. And because this person was in a position of trust, my client believed them. This situation wasn't a misunderstanding, but the family member was wrong about what she said. My client wasn't worthless. She's valuable, remarkable, lovable. And from this safe place of viewing this experience, she could now see that what was said to her was not true. The family member she trusted to love her and take care of her was wrong. Wrong to treat her that way and completely incorrect about what she said. And from this safe space, she could forgive the horrible meanness and transform that pain that was inflicted, to love energy. She released the need to hold on to the mental anguish energy of unforgiveness and was able to infuse love energy into her inner child, the situation, and the people involved. The real miracle of this process is that it doesn't take hours, days, or weeks to do. When I saw the experience that happened when I was 4, it all came together in just a few minutes. And the real beauty of this is that no matter how far you get, say you start and get interrupted, no harm done. You haven't completed by getting to where the energy was birthed, but you've cleared the energy you had the time to identify and name. But you do want to get back to it as soon as you can to transmute the core energy to love. All you have to do is think about how that energy felt and move on from there. And one more thing about this process. Sometimes when you've grown spiritually, you'll feel like something you think that you've already cleared, it comes up for you. Don't worry about this. Now you know what to do immediately. Follow the energy breadcrumbs as far as you can and transmute that energy to love. You may be getting an opportunity to go deeper this time. So once you learn how to do this, all you have to do is rinse and repeat. You know what to do. Don't put it off. Face the uncomfortable energy and show them who's boss. You are. These steps are simple, yet miraculously powerful, and they work. If you need help with this, I offer private sessions to support you. Just reached out to me and I'm here to support you.